With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi appearing on Capitol Hill this morning for a House Judiciary Oversight hearing, facing intense scrutiny over the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein files. Things got tense when Democrat Ted Lieu accused Bondi of lying under oath.
I believe you just lied under oath. There is ample evidence in the Epstein file.
Don't you ever accuse me of a crime.
I believe you just lie under oath.
Bondi accused Lieu of trying to divert attention away from the devastating impact of California's refusal to uphold federal immigration laws.
California refuses to honor detainees because of its dangerous sanctuary city policies. The refusal means California has released 4,561 criminal illegal aliens onto its street.
And their crimes, she says, range from 31 homicide to hundreds of assaults, gun crimes, thefts, drug transactions, and sexual crimes. 10 people are dead, including the suspect from shootings at a school and a home in Canada's British Columbia.
Authorities in British Columbia say 8 people, including the suspected shooter, were killed Tuesday at a school in the Canadian Rockies in Tumbler Ridge, and more than 25 were injured. And authorities believe that one of the 8, a woman who died of a self-inflicted injury, also shot 2 people dead in a home nearby. Tuesday's shootings were Canada's deadliest since 2020. I'm Donna Water.
The U.S. House this week will be voting on the SAVE Act. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin believes it's common sense legislation.
It's about making sure that it's only U.S. citizens who are voting in U.S. elections, coupled with photo identification, two absolutely essential election integrity provisions.
Stile was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. The Religious Liberty Commission is being sued. Michael Harrington explains why.
The complaint filed in federal court is that the commission set up by President Trump inside the Justice Department is biased toward Christianity. The plaintiffs include Muslim, Hindu, and interfaith groups. The Justice Department has released a statement saying the commission provides, quote, opportunities for Americans from all walks of life to share their testimonies, concerns, and recommendations to better support religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Christian school has launched a campaign it calls Learn Like Charlie. Hillsdale College encouraging people to take the same free online courses that the late Charlie Kirk took and study the classics, the American founding, and the Bible. Hillsdale President Larry Arnn spoke at the memorial service last fall after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He recalled telling the young political activist that a good education is worthwhile. This is SRN News. A man convicted of killing a traveling salesman during a 1989 robbery is the first person to be executed in Florida this year.
64-year-old Ronald Heath received a lethal injection at Florida State Prison near Stark. Heath was convicted of first-degree murder and other charges in the shooting and stabbing of salesman Michael Sheridan in the Gainesville area. The lethal injection follows 19 executions in Florida last year, the highest number of executions in a single year in Florida since the death penalty was reinstated in the U.S. in 1976. Rich Thomason reporting.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump was disgusted after seeing surveillance video of a masked person on the porch of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother.
And again, it's heartbreaking to see now this footage really bring to life a story we've all been reading about. And again, we're just praying for the safety of Nancy Guthrie.
Find more on these stories at srnnews.com.